We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, I didn't see most of it, folks, but I got to tell you, man, that was unbelievable to get up this morning and see those finishes to those games last night. Wow. You just heard it. The Lakers were up 20 points on the road, chance to get that road win, and the Nuggets come back. I started calling them the Broncos. The Nuggets come all the way back. Just an incredible finish there, and of course that Knicks game, they'll be talking about that all day, and Philadelphia is going to stick with the official screwed them, and they didn't make plays and couldn't get a rebound, and couldn't get the ball in. A lot of crazy things. So from a 106-96 76ers lead with 47 seconds left, you got to be thinking 101-96. We're going to have to make some free throws. We win this game. And Lowry missed a field goal, missed a free throw, and they end up in the last 47 seconds losing that game 104-101. Just incredible. Incredible games last night. We got a lot of stuff. Good morning to everybody out there. We do have a lot of stuff. Marlins also lose to the Braves last night. They're now 6-18. Ooh, boy. I had to go back and look at the standings. Like they've won a few games recently. I was like, 6-18. Wow. All right, couple more games with the Braves, who once again are one of the best teams in baseball and off to another really good start. And we got a lot of stuff to go on. We're just a couple days away from the first round of the NFL draft. I enjoy it. You know, we talk about it so much. We talk about the quarterback position, which is always the lead story on draft night, especially in the first round. And then on top of that, you're what's your own team going to do? And Dolphins right now, that 21st pick, what do they do? And Woody brought up a great point yesterday. You know, if all these quarterbacks go early, like a lot of people anticipate will happen, if that does happen, then, you know, allows the Dolphins potentially maybe higher tackles on their board and obviously other positions, because we're also talking about a couple wide receivers going early in this draft. And if that's the case, by the way, again, frees up more guys at other positions, because that should not be a top priority, another wide receiver. Speaking of the wide receiver, Woody. And one thing I do like about Tyreek Hill is he is brutally honest. How about what happened? You know, things happen during the game, and you think you see it all, and Tyreek comes out on a podcast and says, oh, no. That's one thing I like about Mike McDaniel. He ripped me pretty good for what happened during the game. And again, I remember from the first game, L'Jarius Sneed is the only guy I've seen that can jam, is not afraid to get in Tyreek's face and jams the crap out of him. And it happened in both games. It happened in the playoff game. And the comments that Tyreek talked about, what Mike McDaniel said to him, you know, for everybody thinks Mike's just, hey, it's everything's okay, don't worry about it. He said he liked it, and it motivated him, and that's one thing he likes about his coach. And I was like, man, that was some old school stuff. So we'll tell you more about that. We got transfer portal stuff to get to here this morning. Jared Harrison Hunt, who's been a hell of a player for good player. Not saying he's first round pick, but a good solid defensive tackle. 11 starts last year, and he's in the transfer portal. And by the way, there's been a lot of names of guys. I see Jaden Wayne also is hitting the transfer portal. And there's a couple different reasons. I wouldn't read too much into it, as the paper sometimes writes stuff, another guy has left. Well, I'd be real careful before you decide that all these guys went in and told the teams they're leaving. I think some of them saw the writing on the wall. The coach probably made it pretty clear how they stand for this coming year with what they're going out to still get and their recruiting class that they just had. But this gets back to what I said. The defensive tackle position has been a problem around here for a while now. It just has. We got spoiled with great tackles when the teams were great, but we could say that about every position. But you know the great names of the great defensive tackles that have played for the Miami Hurricanes. And if you're a little bit older, you've seen them, you know what they look like, and there's been different style, and there's probably six, seven, eight of them that were special not only in college level, but were real special in the NFL as well. And we haven't had a lot of those kind of guys for a while. We just have not had those kind of guys. But, man, this goes back to my thoughts. Artavius Jones, Justin Scott, those five-star guys, Woody. And I know there's going to be growth, and I know it's not going to be easy, and I'm sure they're not going to dominate like they just did in high school. And they're great athletes, and I know they're basketball players, which, by the way, I love that they play other sports, that they're athletic 300-pound guys. I love it. I think it does nothing but help their athletic ability and their ability to move with their strength. And they're going to get bigger. Everybody understands that. 18, 19 years old, and have really only done high school workouts and college workouts, and the growth and the development of a young man's body from 18 to 22 is incredible, with weight gain and strength and maturity and all the other stuff that comes with it. But Woody, I said this yesterday, man, I'm going to give those guys every chance possible. I know now that Mario's going to go out and try to get the best players and probably try to fill that in and find another defensive tackle that's got some experience at the college level that we always talk about with that transfer portal. Man, I'm gonna call those guys and go, hey, man, as soon as high school graduation is done, why don't you come on in, man, because we may have to – we're going to give you guys every chance to play early and often. Come on in. We know you're going to be behind everybody. You're going to play against guys every week in the ACC and in practice with the Canes offensive line that you've never seen at the high school level. You just haven't. But you'll adjust and you'll figure it out real quickly. Man, I don't want to lose those guys, especially, you know, you want to see those guys get a chance to develop a little bit this year and next year. And hopefully they can get them some playing time in there along the way. The big news coming out yesterday, speaking of football, somehow the Jets did it. Zach Wilson ends up getting traded. Second overall pick back in 2021, Zach Wilson, traded to the Broncos, who, by the way, I still believe are looking for a quarterback. If you think Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson are the answer, I'm not buying that for a team like the Denver Broncos who are looking to win right now, right? I mean, they're a hell of a story. The way they started, you know, had the Dolphins put 70 on them, which was just absolutely embarrassing for them, and ended up coming back and having a hell of a season. I mean, they make playoffs, but they're right there at the end of the year. Nice story. But I can't believe either one of those guys. When you start looking at quarterbacks and teams that need them, and by the way, there's a lot of teams that need them, and most of them are already picking at the top of the draft, like the Bears and the Commanders and the Patriots. But a lot of teams need quarterbacks. And I don't know, can Zach Wilson, does he go to Denver and does he get another chance to show that he can start in the NFL? And it was more about the Jets and the coaching and a bad offensive line and not enough receivers, or is the guy just can't play? Looked great in his workouts, was a good college quarterback, and obviously he's got physical talent. Nobody's going to question that. Zach Wilson did something to be the second overall pick. But, yeah, that's going to be a crazy one to see. I was a little surprised, man. It's hard for me to imagine anybody bringing in Zach Wilson to be the backup quarterback after what he's been. I think that is a big project, mentally, physically, what he's been through to start with, even his reputation as a teammate. I just think there's a lot of stuff there that is going to follow him around. Now, listen, maybe he's got a coach that's not always the most loving human being, as we just saw with Russell Wilson. We'll see. So I don't know. Is Zach Wilson going to push Jarrett Stidham? He can, but does that – I'm not much for Stidham. Like, I don't know. Stidham's been around now for a while. He's been a great survivor. He's played some football. But is that an open competition, which a lot of you guys like, the open competition of a – when you have an open – at the NFL level and you have a quarterback competition, you usually have a Zach Wilson, a Jarrett Stidham. By the way, this is a great example of when you have an open competition, Woody, if you don't get a high draft pick quarterback. This is what an open competition looks like right there. Zach Wilson and Jarrett Stidham. For people, that one should be open. That one should be open.
I thought that was a big thing, Joe. Everyone wants competition quarterback.
Yeah. Well, that's when you have one, not when you have a guy.
Well, that's why they want to draft the quarterback in the first round here, Joe, to maybe force Tua to compete for his job.
Yeah. Again.
He hasn't earned it yet. They want him to compete, Joe.
Yeah, let's not start that. Let's not get people thinking about a quarterback with the first pick or a second pick for the Miami Dolphins. I mean, we got a lot of work, man. And we'll talk later on to Kyle Krabs will join us, and we'll talk to him about this thing. Now the latest coming out, I've been waiting to get to this, the latest to come out in the NFL draft. And this stuff happens every year. If you step back, Jaden Daniels is clearly the best quarterback. Unnamed sources in the NFL. Unnamed source coach. Unnamed general manager says Jaden Daniels is clearly the best quarterback in this draft. It's not Caleb Williams from USC. It's Jaden Daniels from LSU. So this stuff just popped up. I mean, this is like the last, what, Woody? Last 4, 5, 6 days now. Jaden Daniels is the guy. So we went through that Michael Penix, you know, can do certain things better than everybody else. Then we had the J.J. McCarthy love affair. You know, there's a guy, he was on a really good team, but he is, if you're looking for winners, there he is. He didn't put up big stats at Michigan. Yeah, he didn't put up big stats. He had the best team in college football. And we'll probably find out the most guys to get drafted from one team is probably going to belong to Michigan or right there at the top. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I will tell you, man, it stirs it up. And, like, I can't wait to see what order and where all these guys go, Woody. I just think all this talk and, yeah, Jaden Daniels. So I thought, all right, one guy, you know. And everybody's got their own, you know, a lot of people have their own thoughts. And not even that. You know, we hear coaches say this all the time. Yeah. There'll be 20 of us, and we'll watch the same guy throw, same guy catch, same guy run, and we'll all walk away with a different opinion. We'll walk away with our guys from our organizations as we're in the car driving away. Some will go, my God, we got to have them. And others at the same workout, heard everything, saw everything, saw him walk, talk, saw him throw, saw him catch and run. We'll go, you know, he's not our guy. There's 5 or 6 other guys just like him. It's incredible. And by the way, this has been around forever, man. Same GMs, been doing a long time and all these, I like them. What do you, you know, and they all get together and huddle up and try to come up with one idea of how they feel about that guy. And I just heard the Minnesota Viking, and I know I said this before, the Minnesota Vikings coach says, listen, man, everybody's going to feel differently about all those five or six quarterbacks that you guys all been talking about all offseason. We're all going to have a different thought on just how – they're all good, obviously, because they all got a chance to go in the first round, and they've all done really good things and that have, you know, have them at the top with everybody, you know, kind of agrees. They're all really good, and they have a chance to be really good in the NFL. But everybody has a different opinion on where they should go in the draft and who's the best in ranking them. It would be really fun one year to get a couple of GMs to say, all right, here's our board on them. We weren't involved, but here's our board on how we felt about those five quarterbacks. And I'll guarantee you, you can handpick any two teams that have been watching this, and they'll have a different order of the top five guys. Almost every time. Almost every time. Yeah, I loved them. Nah, he was all right. Loved him. Loved the way he throws. Loved the way, I mean, I loved his movement in the pocket. Yeah, I don't know, man. Was it the guys around him? You know, it's just, that's what makes Thursday night fun, folks. When you're all done, we're all done with all this stuff and yapping and all your mock drafts and unnamed sources and all that stuff, everybody can't wait to see what's going to happen, starting with the quarterback position Thursday night. That's where we're going to be on this whole thing. So we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, if you missed it, we'll tell you exactly what Mike McDaniel had to say to Tyreek Hill during the Kansas City Chiefs playoff game after he got jammed. And by the way, I saw the jam again last night after those comments. And, of course, everybody goes right to the video. Legarius Sneed is, and I might have missed something, Legarius Sneed from the Kansas City Chiefs, who got traded, is the only guy that I've seen, and one of the best I've ever seen do it, right in Tyreek's face, jam him the way he could do. Because he knocked him out of a couple in the first game. He knocked him off his route a couple of times. Everybody else we've seen try to jam him on different teams was really scared. They were up there because they were told they had to. But you could see there was no confidence, and they were already worried that I know if he gets by me in a clean release that he's going to run by me by 5 yards and I'm going to get smoked. And that's what happened most of the year, except one guy. Except one guy, Legarius Sneed, just absolutely had no fear of Tyreek Hill. Just, I mean, jammed him. He knocked him down. You know, and Tyreek was talking about it and what coach had to say. We'll have that for you in just a second. We come back, got a big show lined up for you here today as well, and we'll get to everything. But before we do, first thing in the morning, I want to talk to all the older guys that get up early in the morning to listen to us. And listen, we got some other things we have to talk about. And if we're having a cold beer together or we're sitting around, this would come up. It always does. Atlantic Men's Clinic and ED and low T. Happens every time. Happens with my guys. I don't want to say their names, but you hear me talk about them sometimes. We get in that talk about low T, ED, being tired, not having the same energy level we used to have. Sex drive is gone, not where it used to be. Hey, Joe, what are you using? Does it really work? And all that stuff pops up. And I go, yes, Atlantic Men's Clinic. Let me tell you, 7 months ago, I had ED and low T. And I'm thinking, what the hell's going to happen this week? And, oh, God, this is going to be another disaster and another apology coming to my wife. And I tell you something, man, if you just feel like you're always tired, and with that comes low T, comes ED. I always say they're first cousins, man. Sex drive is gone. If you're going through that, you really do need Atlantic Men's Clinic because you're going to get great results right away. And I'm talking about getting rid of it. And that's what I love, man. And it's amazing. It's one thing to hear about it and make you feel better when you have that consultation with them. But when you see it happen, it's unbelievable. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today if you get a chance. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, T and a PSA test, and a medically advised to test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your first visit is free. And it's the most important one. They have an unbelievable staff, professional. You guys will sit there, make some decisions together. And six locations throughout South Florida. Really no excuses, man. Call them today, 877-455-7300. If you're serious about getting rid of this, make the call, 877-455-7300. Or visit Atlantic Men's Clinic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
.com.
A lot of guys aren't used to sitting inside of a meeting room, being the best player on their team their whole entire life, and then a coach saying, bro, you suck this.
You ever had somebody say that to you?
Oh, yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins.
What happened?
Like, the coach against Snead, the Chiefs, everybody see this play against the Chiefs, jamming to the floor. He called me out. He like, Reek, bro, you supposed to be the best player in the league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. We pay you all this money for what? And for me, I love shit like that because I'm going to take that shit to heart and I'm gonna get better from it. That'll never happen again to me in my life, man. You feel me? If a motherfucker not hold me accountable, I feel like I'm not going to be able to get better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, obviously, the coaches can bypass that, you know what I'm saying, and just be like, he'll get better from it. But if he not saying nothing, like, The other guys in the locker room, they gonna look at it as, oh, if Reek can do it, I can do it.
And right.
That's not getting the team better. I need everybody to get better.
Right.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? Baby brother Waddle, I got him up under my wing trying to teach him. I'm like, bro.
He a dog.
I want everybody to get paid, bro.
He a dog.
Everybody deserve it, bro.
Right.
You feel me?
All right, that was Tyreek Hill talking. A little discussion with Mike McDaniel after getting jammed, and jammed hard, getting jammed not only off the ball, where, you know, sometimes you get jammed. The really good ones are good at it. I'm bump and run. And where it's legal to jam, first couple of steps there, and came off the field and said, Mike pretty much laid into him, you know. What are we paying you all this money for? Like, you can't let that happen. But I got to tell you, man, that the fact that Tyreek understands, said it won't happen again, and just tells you a little something about just how good he's been and his makeup of everything. I thought it was interesting. Yeah, I got other guys watching, and I can't let that happen. Can't let that happen. They'll play against each other. L'Jarius Sneed has changed teams. But guy's good, man. Guy's a good player. He is a hell of a player, for no question about it. So the other thing I wanted to bring up, because I see the Steelers general manager came out and said, hey, so all these general managers in the National Football League, I think it's mandatory that they have to speak to the media before the draft. So they ask for it, and they know it's coming. And why? Why do you want it? Who in their right effing mind is going to spend all that time and effort putting together a draft board and ranking players that you need to can make your team better, to give all that information openly in a press conference so every other friggin' team could have it? Like, can you give us five names of guys you really like? Well, I can't give you the five names, but I can tell you. And they give it. Like, I'd be the biggest liar in the group. They all are. Why? Somebody would have to answer that for me. And they write, so general manager for the Pittsburgh Steelers is open to selecting a quarterback in the 2024 NFL draft. Really? In a seventh round? I mean, Does anybody think the Steelers, with what they've added to their team, two veteran quarterbacks who have both been starters in the NFL, and at times at a really high level, that they're going to add another guy with a high pick? Anybody think that could happen? Like, hey, it's great to have both you guys, but nah, we're going with the young guy. So this is what you get. I don't blame Chris Greer. I don't blame anybody else, but it is a great time for them to put some stuff out there or just be as generic as possible till you're frustrated. But why does anybody that goes to that, sits there and asks questions, even if they're good questions, by the way, you know, because everybody's got a pretty good feel for what their team that they cover needs. Like, the fan base knows what every team needs. We have disagreements about what order and what's the biggest need. That's going to pop up, you know. And best player versus best guy at a position you need. Best player in the draft versus a guy that may not be the best, but he's lower, got a lower grade to him, but we really need a guy at that position. So I always crack up when all this stuff comes out and people are going to try to read in to, first of all, I don't believe Chris Greer, if somebody called him and said, hey, man, can you just tell us how you feel about this these other guys? Why would Chris Greer, again, put all that work and all that money and that big fat budget they have to do this and try to get, you know, the perfect draft that everybody's trying to get, where you have really good players and they're really good early, and no matter what round, you know, you just feel like you did a great job of getting guys that are in your fit your system, and it's a great draft. Listen, a great draft, man, makes GMs look like superstars. Great draft is guys that come in and play and no matter what round. I mean, yeah, you want to see them like, wow, they not only hit on their first and second, they hit on their 4, 5, and 6 picks, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. Why? Why does anybody think that Chris Greer or any other GM is going to trust anybody? And Chris Greer is a nice guy, and a lot of the GMs are nice guys. They're not all like Jeff Ireland. They're nice. There's some good guys out there. Why do you think they'd give you anything? Even if they work together. A lot of these guys work together. The guys were assistant GMs, became GMs. You think they're going to call the guy that helped them get the job and say, hey, nobody's given any information? I always love this. So we got guys coming out saying they're thinking about or would take a certain position. So anyway, we'll see, man. It's all coming up. By the way, it's all great. All this stuff we talk about is all great for what is about ready to happen Thursday night in the NFL draft. It is one hell of a three and a half hour show. It really is. Gets great ratings. I'm guessing this will be the highest ratings they've ever had, because everything in the NFL this past year has just exploded. There's no reason to think it would stop at the Super Bowl numbers. There's going to be a whole bunch of people. And by the way, I got to tell you a great get. Did you see Bill Belichick is going to be working with ESPN, and he's going to be involved in the NFL draft. And by the way, for a guy that wasn't really into the media stuff to kind of join that side, he does like the football, and this is more football side than sitting there and, you know, giving opinions on individual players. I don't know how much he's going to do that Thursday night. But Bill Belichick obviously is going to be doing some media stuff this year. What do you think? What do you think he'll be good? What would be your take on Belichick?
No, I don't think he'll be good, but I do appreciate the irony of the situation, though. The fact that he was so disrespectful all those years at those press conferences, and now, you know, he's out of the league for a year, and now he can go join all those guys. I do appreciate the irony of that, Joe.
Well, I got one even better, because he, through poor drafting and free agent work, that he wanted to basically oversee and have final say on everything, has run that Patriots team right into the ground. Every year that Tom Brady was gone, it got worse and worse and worse, to the point now a lot of people are saying, wow, this really was mostly about Tom Brady and not Bill Belichick. Because that's what people think. That's what people think. Now, some of you thought it right away, and I was like, yeah, come on, man. You got to give the head coach. Got to give him credit. The system he puts in. Bill's always got a good defense. He does. Belichick's always had pretty solid defenses. And then the last couple years, you look at the talent and you're going, wow. The Patriots starting quarterback. But even all the skilled positions, that's just not a very good group. People are saying that before the year. It was even worse during the year. And now he's going to be involved in the draft after what he has done to that team the last couple years. So, listen, overall work, you know, no question about it, what Belichick has done. And how crazy is it to think that Bill Belichick, so close to breaking Don Shula's record for most wins all time in the NFL, all time, so close, might not get another head coaching job. But it sure looks like that guy to me, if he's doing this stuff, he's sure setting himself up to give somebody, hoping somebody will give him a chance. He has told his agent, get me a job. Find it. Everybody thinks it might be Jerry Jones. Find a guy. Because Bill Belichick's not going to be turning down any jobs. He's going to want to get back in there and coach and get that record. I really believe he wants that record. And matter of fact, thing I was wrong about, I thought ownership for the New England Patriots would allow him to get it, and I was wrong. Apparently things weren't great there, because everybody is now divided off this documentary that was done that made, it smashed Bill Belichick, which there's a lot of teams that love to have what Bill Belichick's record is, right? A lot of teams. And the dominance of the AFC East for 20 friggin' years. And a lot of it was Brady. A lot of it was Brady. But now we get to see Bill Belichick during the draft. I'm going to watch. You know, you got choices at night on where you're going to watch the draft. Do you go to NFL? Do you go to ESPN? ESPN will have it probably on a few different channels. I want to hear what Belichick has to say on some of this stuff. I think it's interesting. Does he say, hey, this is what I did wrong? You know, I could have done a better job with this, you know?
So is ESPN just going to have a whole crew of guys that suck at what they do, like as far as drafting goes? They can have Belichick.
No,
why don't they sit Mike Tannenbaum next to him? Another guy who sucked at his job. Why don't they put him next to him? Who else they have over there that was terrible at their job? Why don't they put Rex Ryan? Maybe throw Rex Ryan in there?
You're on a roll.
No, they got the best crew over there, man. Just continued good stuff from ESPN. Rivaled by their basketball coverage, Joe.
I think their football coverage is a lot better than basketball coverage.
Oh, I know. Yeah, their basketball coverage is laughable. That show they put together with Wilbon and Stephen A. Smith. I mean, what the hell, man?
All right, Wood. Hey.
By the way, we caught a big break tomorrow night. The Heat game's on TNT.
Does it really bother where the
yes,
game
it does.
Is? Are we back?
Are you
on
asking
that?
Me if it makes a difference whether the games are on TNT or ESPN?
Yes.
Yeah, man, it makes a difference because when the games are on TNT, I make sure I'm there for the start of the pregame show.
Okay,
don't you?
No question.
And
yes.
I don't walk away at halftime because I can't stomach the analysts.
No,
it makes a big difference, yes.
I thought you were talking about the games. Like
the games,
who's
too,
doing
I mean,
the games? You don't care. Come on, get out of here.
Ian Eagle over at TNT does a pretty nice job.
Yeah,
so does Kevin Harlan. Like, I do really like those two guys, to be honest
tell
with
me,
you. So.
You can honestly tell me ESPN doesn't do a good job
on the
NBA
fine.
Basketball game. Okay.
They're fine, but the TNT product is significantly better overall.
No, that show with Barkley
I am
and
happy
Shaq
our
is,
game is on that network.
Like, whoever came up with that, the producer or whoever made those decisions to get Charles Barkley and those four guys together with the way and the freedom they give them that nobody else can do. Is spectacular.
I just don't want to hear Stephen A. Smith anymore. Like, the whole Knicks thing is like, it's run its course, man.
Every guy.
By the way, he was sitting courtside last night. Did you see that?
No, but ESPN guys, listen, this thing about his open love affair, hatred for certain teams is part of the shit. Greeny does it now with the Jets and Knicks, and he's doing the same thing. Remember, what was that thing with Greeny last year with the Knicks? I was hoping they play each other so he could say, hey, you know what? They got to stay out of the heat when they get down to Miami because it can really zap them.
We had the whole Aaron Rodgers thing last year. Remember, he was wearing Aaron Rodgers' jersey on the show. And I think Aaron Rodgers acknowledged him as a person or something.
Oh, no, he got excited. Yeah, and he had to put that on social
media. Yeah, man, that's not good for television, by the way, to have guys that are, like, you know, openly fanatical about these teams.
Well, I mean, everybody's got a favorite team.
Those guys on TNT seem to not care. They just say whatever's on their mind.
No, they do. No question about it. All right, listen, we got to go to break here. Why'd I ask you that question?
Well, you asked I was going to watch.
No, I deserve that. I deserve the answer you just gave me. There's no question about it. Kind of like you talking about South Florida Chevy dealers. I know you get fired up, and you see me driving that Tahoe every day and going, damn, Joe. I said, man, yeah. There's a Tahoe and Joe are together for life, man. There's no question about that. That big, comfortable SUV is unbelievable. It really is. The only thing I can do now is get another new one. Boy, I'll tell you what, Suburbans and Tahoes have never looked better. Room, space, and if you got a vacation or a long getaway weekend coming up, do it with a Suburban or Tahoe. Find out for yourself. Boy, they are fun to drive. And if you got a big family and you want to be comfortable and spend time together, Suburbans and Tahoes were built for you and your family. And a Traverse, a midsize SUV, down to the Trailblazer, the Blazer and Equinox. So much style and substance, man. Hell, we bought a Trailblazer, too. Silverado truck. Let's talk about those trucks. Our number one seller, and I tell everybody, there's a reason you see those Silverado trucks all over the place. Hey, man, whether it's just a full-time working truck, that's how you make a living. You do a lot of overtime work and a lot of work on the weekend. A Silverado truck's perfect for you because it's durable and you can count on it every day. You need a family truck? We got the combination. Can you really beat a Silverado 1500 that they have right now, that 2024 truck? Oh, man. Hey, when it comes to cars, trucks, and SUVs, it's never looked better than right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, best products we've had. Stop by. We've got convenient locations all over Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Time for today's weather report brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 70 degrees at the moment, a 10% chance of rain. Joe, we'll send it back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Well, just a couple of days away from the NFL draft, and it is nice to be able to tell you this morning that the Miami Dolphins, for the first time in 3 years, have a first-round pick. As of right now, a first-round pick. I mean, man, you can't go to the party. You got to be honest. You go to the party, you go to the draft party, and Dolphins having a big draft party, and a lot of people be watching in the sports bars and everywhere to watch it, and have a couple cold ones and sit back and watch your favorite players and see what the teams are going to do with this quarterback. And obviously see what your team is going to do as that pick gets closer and closer and closer. And, of course, then we'll be waiting to hear what the Miami Dolphins will select with that first pick. Or will we find out right before that pick, the Miami Dolphins have made a trade with somebody to pick up more draft picks, most likely in the second or third round. So that's where it is, man, and makes it fun. You're going to go to a draft party on a Thursday night. It is a lot better now that I've been to draft parties where we've had two first-round picks. That's really fun, you know, see what they're going to do. Then I've been to draft parties recently that our highest pick was a third-round pick. And I went last year, and we had only a second-round pick. And of course, there's reasons, you know, for trades and using or losing first-round picks. But it makes that party a lot more enjoyable when you're sitting around somewhere in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County, and knowing that your team's got a first-round pick. Some cases, some teams will have a couple of first-round picks, like the Chicago Bears, who looking to get a quarterback. I don't know if you're all buying it out there, but, man, people beating it up. I had to make some calls here to find out, like, what's the deal, man? What's the deal on the Jaden Daniels is now clearly the number one quarterback? Now, they don't know if he's going first, but if you look at his work and what he can do, The unnamed sources are saying Jaden Daniels is the first, should be the first player taken in the draft, which is kind of a big deal, man. Being a first overall pick is kind of a big deal for a lot of reasons. By the way, first of all, it's a lot of money, signing bonus. That guy gets the most, the number one dude. Second of all, a lot of pressure on you. Being a first overall pick and not working out. It's bad enough being a first round pick and not working out, but being a first overall pick and being a quarterback, ask Zach Wilson, he was a second round pick, what it's like been like for him in New York. I'm guessing that guy has maybe had to call a counselor or two, better, right, to help him get rid of boos that he hears every day of his life. The boo. Yeah, man, it's Thursday night's going to be a lot of fun. I am really curious to see, and God bless everybody that does this for a living, because you've made it more interesting on draft night to find out how many guys will go in the first round, how early these guys will go, what order they're going to go. And the two guys specifically for me now, after it's all said and done, two guys, more than others, Michael Penix and Jaden Daniels. And I expect both of them are going to be first-round picks, but I'm really curious what order these guys go in. And then we'll have that talk in, what, 2 to 3 years, Woody, like we did with the 2021 crap class of quarterbacks. We'll be talking about which guys going into year 3 or year 4 still have jobs, are still on the team, are backups, or haven't worked out. Because we do know one thing. There's a really good chance the top 5 quarterbacks in this year's draft, at least two of the five won't work out. That could happen. Listen, the worst draft is that 2021 draft has been a disaster. Everybody's gone from their team except Trevor Lawrence. His first overall pick to Jacksonville. All the rest of them are gone. They're gone. They're not even backups. They've all been moved. It's official when Zach Wilson got moved yesterday. Got moved to the Broncos in a trade, a swap of picks, and it looks like Jets will pick up some of the money on Zach Wilson's contract. That's how bad it was, and that's how badly they wanted to move that guy before the season started. So, yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to seeing what order and how this thing plays out with these quarterbacks and who has the best chance. So my father asked me last night, hey, so what about this Caleb Williams? I said, I don't know. I said, I'm scared to death to say anything about any quarterback because I don't know. There's so many different parts to it. You get on a bad team, you have no shot. No matter how good you are, if you're on a bad team that gives you a bad offensive line and it's just a bad system for the way you play, it's probably going to be a disaster. It's probably not going to be good. And I've also learned this, man. For a lot of guys, you lose your confidence and you're done. You lose your confidence. I still remember Tua saying, man, I lost my confidence. Mike helped me get it back, but I lost it. And that's been one of the best stories in football, what we've seen from Tua Tagovailoa the last couple of years. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. I'm going to be yapping right into the 7 o'clock hour. So we got a lot more to get to here this morning. But let's talk about something all these athletes have to hear about all the time, and they'll be talking about more in the future, injuries. I hate injuries. I hate talking about them. I get hurt more now playing tennis than I ever did even playing football. But I will tell you this, man, it sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida to talk about. One of the best sports medicine programs in the country, folks. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, and a lot of big individual events that take place in South Florida. All call and use the doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. They have put together an all-star team of specialists, surgeons, team doctors that we can all use together. You don't have to be just a high school, college, or professional athlete to get in to see them. Yes, they may get priority, but I got to tell you, man, they are there for all of us. Can't thank those guys enough for what they've done for me and a lot of the alumni for the Miami Dolphins. These guys are fantastic every day, and they will be for you, where you can get great results on the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. So these are specialists, man. They're good at what they do. They've seen every kind of sports-related injury possible. Go to there. Check them out. Three locations that I talk about. Nothing against the other ones, Baptist Health. I love all your facilities, but Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. The pineapple is alive and well and growing every day. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho today to get an appointment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.